Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing us back, 17 till. That song's from Ecclesiastes. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, the author of a number of books, including one of my favorites, The 29% Solution, also Networking Like a Pro, also Room Full of Referrals. You're starting to get the picture. It's all about connecting with other people. It's all about the reciprocity rule, giver's gain. And he's not only made a living for himself and his family, he's created opportunities for thousands of others through the international organization that BNI is. Something under a billion members, right, Ivan, across the world, and almost 7,000 chapters. I mean, this thing is really unbelievably successful, and yet he takes time to speak with us on a regular basis. Ivan, we appreciate that very much.
I'm happy to do it anytime, Jim.
Hey, we're talking about giving back, and Ivan is a model of that notion. I want to say one thing real quick. I want to tell you a quick story, because I want you to get back to some of the things you were talking about. But I know a man who founded a company that was also very successful. It went public, is still wildly successful, thousands of employees, thousands more customers, doing good all around the world. When they didn't know if they were going to make it, probably 25 years ago, he and his founding partner, when they literally didn't know if they were going to open the door the next day, it was that tough. You've been there, I've been there. Mm-hmm. They were talking about, they had an opportunity to make a contribution. And they were saying to themselves, I'm paraphrasing this story a little bit, but they said, how can we possibly, we should be getting a contribution. We shouldn't be giving people contributions. We're the poor people here. And they said, you know what, it's got to be in our heart, whether we're good times or bad times, this has to be part of our model. This has to be part of what we do, is we give back, whether it's comfortable for us or not. And they made the contribution. And they believe that attitude has literally been one of the keys to their success. What do you think?
I agree completely. I think
isn't that a great story?
It is a great story, and I think we have an obligation to put back into the community. And you know, the community's been good to me. I need to be good to the community.
Well, we do, and on so many levels. And it's not always just about writing a check.
No, it's not, and that's exactly what I was about to say, because, you know, Stand Up America, we've partnered with Derek Boyles. He took us to...
Oh, yeah, you were going to tell us the story.
The toughest neighborhood in New Orleans. You know, they had metal detectors and armed police when we went on, and one of the things that he learned in his organization, and to me this was amazing, was they asked the kids, what do you most need here in the school? And they were expecting things like, well, we need iPads, we need books, we need this, we need... You know what one of the kids said to them? It just blew me away, Jim. He said, I'd like an adult listen to me.
Wow.
I just want to talk to someone.
You're choking me up
actually.
Now.
I was shocked. And see, it's that kind of program, so it doesn't have to be
money.
He just
wanted a mentor, somebody.
He wanted a mentor. That's exactly right. And so Business Voices is not only a way to get money for schools, it's also a way for businesses to give back to the local community and mentor kids. And so I wanted to let people know that if you're interested in this concept of the B team and what we've done in BNI with Business Voices, which is open to all businesses, not just BNI, we've got a website, businessvoices.org. Businessvoices.org. You can also get there by going to the BNI Foundation and take a look at what we're doing for
businessvoices.org.
Yes.
And what could we do? How could someone listening participate?
you know, I would start with going to businessvoices.org and then coming. We do a number of live webinars.
Yeah.
Where we're just talking about the things that we're doing. And
these are things that people could just take up in their own communities and
that's
start
right.
doing?
Absolutely.
So you guys
that's
are just
absolutely.
Kind of being like a way of training people and giving them ideas and maybe a little bit of training on what to do when they go out and give back, whether they write a check or not.
Yes, and it's a grassroots effort trying mm-hmm. to bypass all of the, you know, the bureaucracy right. that's there. And
businessvoices.org.
Yes.
So check that out. Ivan, it's been great having you here. Thank you for all the years of support. Thanks for all the great things you do for small business owners. Basically, everybody who's a member, all those less than a billion people who are members of his organization, folks, they're basically all small business owners, aren't they, Ivan?
They are, yeah, all small business owners all around the world.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Ivan. Appreciate you. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, BNI.com. Be sure to check that out, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.